فنحن الآن في تفسير سورة
We're doing some commentary on the chapter of thunder.
سورة الرعد. سورة الرعد سورة نزلت على رسول الله.
This chapter was revealed to the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, while he was in Al-Madinah, or the illuminated city. And some scholars say, no, it was revealed in Mecca. Almighty Allah chose this title for this chapter, which is thunder, to tell us or to indicate other titles for other chapters, such as the cow or the bee or the spider or the elephant. These are the titles of some chapters in the Holy Quran. Also, another chapter named after the dam of Sheba in Yemen. This is to tell us that we have to pay attention to the sciences of life, such as the sciences of nature or physics. The chapter of Sheba, for example, speaks about building dams and making use of water, especially when we know that the Arab lands are mostly deserts. So Islam, when it tells us that we have a moral or a sign in the people of Sheba, which is the dam, we have to make use of that sign. Then Almighty Allah says, Allah is the one who raised the heavens without any pillars that you can see. People understand that if something is raised up, it has to be, or it has to have a holder from above, or a hold or support from below. But these planets have nothing like this. There are some suns which is very much larger than our sun. And there are more than 1,000 million suns, and each one has many planets around it. And each planet has some moons around it. And all of them have no pillars that are fixing it. So who created this? Who organized this? Who put the system and the law for them? Now, if the streets have no police officers, then chaos will spread. So what about this universe? These great planets, its speed is 100,000 or 107,000 kilometers per hour. This is its speed around the sun. So who is moving it? Where is its engine? Where are the engineers who are supervising its movement? So you find a train or a plane which has many engineers to supervise over it. So what about this universe? What about this earth which is moving so fast, yet you do not hear any voice for it, and it is moving in a specific orbit without any deviation from its orbit? So is it moving by itself? The one who created you from some plants and some fruits which were transformed into blood, then into sperm, then into a baby, has all these changes came into being by itself? Who put unconnected arteries and veins in your body? All these cells in your body are being nourished through the network of blood vessels in your body. Who organized this? Who are the engineers who supervise its maintenance? Who distributed the veins in your body? And he made some of them under your control and others not under your control, such as the pancreas and other systems which are involuntary. For example, the heart is moving involuntarily, and you have to ask yourself, who is moving it? If you say that it has no maker, it has no wise maker, then you have no mind and you have no knowledge of the fundamental truths or axioms. So it is Allah who raised the heavens and the earth without, or the one who raised the heavens without any pillars that you can see. Then he directed his will towards this universe to care for it and to organize its systems with a very big, or with a very great wisdom. And he also made the sun and the moon submissive and subject to your use. The sun, for example, has a temperature of 5 million degrees on the surface and 50 million in the center. So also he made the distance between them, between the earth and between the sun, 93 million miles. If the earth comes closer, a bit closer, it will be burnt. And if it goes further, it will be frozen. So this distance is fixed. Who's keeping it? Is it done by itself? If you see a box of apples, you ask who picked them up. If you see a car, you ask about its maker. So what about this majestic or this huge universe? Does it not have a maker? So are you objective if you say so? The Holy Quran is guiding us to Almighty Allah through reason, through science, through logic. So Islam wants you to use logic. What's accepted by logic, you should accept it, and what's rejected by it, you should reject it. So Islam agrees with logic and science and facts. He submitted, or he made the sun submissive to you. It, for example, heats the sea water, and then the steam rises to the sky, and then he causes the wind to come and to move the clouds to above the lands that needs water, then the plants will grow. So who is organizing this, and who is ordering the sun to do this? And if this steam remain above the seas without being moved by the wind, then it will be of no use as the steam on the cover of the pot. So also the moon has its law. The moon has many rays which influence many creatures on earth. Almighty Allah made or created a shield around this earth, which is the ozone layer. The ozone layer prevents many harmful rays from penetrating the earth, because these rays are so harmful to creatures on earth. So who created this shield or this layer of ozone? This layer only permits beneficial rays to penetrate it and to come in. So is this made by chaos or by accident? They narrate that Imam Abu Hanifa once met some atheists, and he was late, and they asked him about the reason for being late for the meeting. He said, If I tell you that I was coming, and then I saw a river, and I saw some plants were cut off, and a ship was made. Then I took it and I came to you. Then they said, oh, this is impossible. Then he said, you do not believe a shape to be made by itself, or a ship to be made by itself. So how do you want me to believe that this universe has been created or had been created without a maker? So it is he who created the heavens and the earth. Then he directed his will towards this universe, towards his kingdom. He made the sun and the moon submissive to you, each and every one of them running in its course for a term which is appointed. It doesn't increase nor decreases. So they have a specific and an appointed term, after which they will be fragmentized and crumbled. So it is Almighty Allah who manages and organizes these systems. He regulates all affairs. He regulates all affairs, and he explains the signs in detail that you may believe with certainty in the meeting with him on the Day of Judgment. So religion, and particularly Islam, agrees and meets with modern sciences, as the Holy Quran clarifies. So there are some scholars, Muslim scholars, who deny this or who are unaware of this, but the fact is that early Muslim scholars are the ones who started modern sciences such as chemistry, physics, math, and other sciences. Then the Europeans took those sciences and developed them and used them until they reached their current civilization. So Muslim scholars are the ones, and Muslim scientists are the ones who started the modern sciences. But what will our glories and our past benefit us if we leave their way, if we have left their ways? So we have to go back to the guidance of the Holy Quran, and to the school of the Holy Quran, and to the guidance of the Prophet, peace be upon him. So Almighty Allah is telling you these signs and explaining in details for you, so that you may believe with certainty in the meeting with your Lord, and so that you will be certain of the existence of Allah and to believe in him. So the one who created these planets and this universe with all its galaxies and planets, will not he be able to bring you back to life after death, to bring you to account? the one who created this limitless universe and these countless planets and stars, cannot he bring you back to life after death? To ask you about what you did in this life, so ask your mind, ask your logic. So it will tell you the truth and the fact. This table were not made by itself. This bellow was made by an upholsterer. This building was created by or made by engineers. So what about this universe? Some people can say it was made by itself, or it has been created by itself. This is illogical. We have to show Islam from its sources, from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And when some people distorted it and distorted religion in general, some people deviated from the way of religion and became atheists. It is as the rain which comes pure from the sky, and then it is being mixed sometimes by dirt and by other things. So people will reject to drink the dirty water. Islam is so clear and so realistic. It is as clear as the sun. So if you want to know about Allah's majesty, about Allah's greatness, about Allah's omnipotence, you have to reflect on this universe. Is he able to bring you back to life after death? Definitely yes, because it is he who created you at the beginning. Well, or does he forget how he created you? Never. Does he age, or does he get older? Does he lose his powers and abilities? Definitely not. But the problem is that some people misrepresented Islam and misrepresented religion. Almighty Allah continues saying, it is he who spread out the earth. Despite the fact that it is an oval shape, we do not feel this because it is so large and so huge. So he made it flatten, and thus you can live on it and make use of its benefits. He also placed therein firm mountains and rivers. He made mountains similar to big ships, and he made the mountains high, which will receive the snow, and that snow will last for a long time, and then it will be melted, and then it will flow in rivers, and it will be stored in springs and wells. So when we dig wells in the mountains, we will have very big amounts of water. So Almighty Allah says, do you not see that Allah sends down water from the sky and leads it through springs in the earth? So who made this water, for example, fresh and not salty? If it was salty, if the rain was salty, what could you do? So shouldn't you thank him for this? If you find a box of apples when you go back home, don't you ask your family first who brought it? So why not ask about the bounties and the great things around you? This air that we breathe, for example, it is consisted of, or it is composed of many parts and many particles or parcels and many gases in a very precise percentage. Almighty Allah created all these systems, all these precise organizations to lead us to Him, to lead us to His Majesty. So the one who made all this, will he be able or will he be unable to create you again after death, to resurrect you after death? So a person must be objective and logical, and we should recite the Holy Quran not only to seek blessings, not to enjoy its melodies, but to understand it. As Almighty Allah says, this is a book which we have sent down to you full of blessings that you may ponder and reflect over its verses. So it is He who made the earth flatten and spread out, and of every kind of fruits He made two in bears, meaning a male and a female. This was not known in ancient times, but in modern times it has been discovered that every kind of fruits has two pairs, which is a male and a female. Sometimes the male will be in one tree and the female in another, such as the palm or the date palm. And that's why in the palm they take the pollen and they put it and transfer it to the female part to pollinate it and to make seeds. So we find the blooms and the fruits are being made through this process. So how are the male and the female parts combined together? Almighty Allah sent you this mission. The bee would go to the plants and the pollen will cling to the bee's legs. Then it will go to the female plant and it will also at the same time benefit from that mission by having its nourishment. So Almighty Allah commanded it to work, or commanded bees to work and to be nourished at the same time. So Almighty Allah did not make bees work without reward. So what about you as a human being? If you command, if you follow His commands and obey Him, won't He reward you? And of every kind of fruits He made two in bears. Some plants have the male and the female parts at the same tree or plant, for example. For example, an ear of corn has the male and the female parts at the same time. The silks of corn or an ear of corn are pierced and are punctured. And when the wind moves or blows, the stamen will be mixed with the vagina, and then the seeds will be constituted. So who knew this? Who knew that fruits has pears and vegetables has pears? Was the Prophet a scientist? Did he have microscopes to discover this? So this indicates that this is the revelation from Almighty Allah, who is the creator of this universe, to Prophet Muhammad. It is his revelation to Prophet Muhammad. So it is Almighty Allah who inspired these plants to do this, and who inspired bees to do this. If it was not for peas, we would have not eaten these plants, such as pumpkin and marrows and other kinds of plants. So bees pollinate plants, and scientists say that if a farm has beehives, then its production will increase 30%. So if an orchard has bees, or bees are raised in it, and it has beehives, its production will increase 30%. So all these are indications that we have to study about bees and to understand the mechanism of their work, and to make use of them, to benefit from them. Then Almighty Allah says, He brings the night as a cover over the day. So He covers the day with the night. So, for example, Damascus is bright and lightening, or lighting. Then at or in the evening, it will become dark because of the earth revolving around the sun. And in the other part of the earth, it will be day. He says also that in the earth, there are neighboring tracts. Almighty Allah made different parts of lands and did not make them similar, because He has a great wisdom behind this. All praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation. So Almighty Allah made lands different, because this land is suitable, for example, for growing bananas and other kinds of fruits, while another will not be suitable except for other plants such as wheat and barley and similar plants. All praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation.